It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kedra Carr in Colorado Springs. A CDOT snowplow broke through the median on I-70 Thursday morning and struck a van carrying 10 people. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The SC Flyers under 12 girls hockey team of Santa Clarita was in Colorado for the Western Girls Hockey League tournament. The van's driver, a parent of the team, was killed in the crash. One youth player was transported by helicopter to a hospital in critical condition. Three more adults were transported to Denver Health. Two are in serious condition. Other youth players were also taken to the hospital but have been released. Colorado State Patrol says the plow truck was traveling westbound on I-70 when the driver lost control. The plow struck two vehicles before colliding with the Sprinter van, which ended up in an embankment. The crash is under investigation by the Colorado State Patrol. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The state's largest transit agency is running a $200 million plus deficit. Deborah Johnson is the CEO of the Regional Transportation District. She says one option to offset that gap might be to charge for parking at RTD lots.
It could be other aspects relative to really honing in on key services in which we have park and ride lots, charging for parking and things along those lines, because it really gets down to mobility choices.
Johnson hopes cities in RTD's district will help rebuild lagging ridership by prioritizing transit-first policies. She also wants to make sure RTD is meeting riders' changing needs, which includes more social activities like concerts and sporting events. Construction is underway in Pueblo County on a new space and defense technology facility. Denver-based Voyager Technologies is building a manufacturing operations and testing complex at Pueblo Plex. That's the site of the former Army Chemical Depot that closed a couple years ago. The company plans to create about 120 new jobs at the site. It's expected to be operational later this year. This is KRCC.